Success with a 5-3 win over the Detroit Tigers. Tribe will have about 28 hours or so before they get after it again and try and make it 22. They begin a brand new series tomorrow night against the Kansas City Royals down at Progressive Field. I've been waiting a long time for this interview because I think the first time I met this gentleman, it was Spotlight on North Ridgeway.
That's right.
And I think the first time I saw Jim Vandermark at Vandermark Jewelers, I said, I can't wait to do a segment with you because we're going to make radio gold. We're going to make radio gold. Great to have you on the show.
It.
How are you?
Well, great. Thanks, you. I appreciate you having me down today. It's a wonderful setting you got here in the Foundry, and you're having a good time. Is this the first afternoon Spotlight show?
Yeah.
This is,
yeah. It
is. This is your inaugural afternoon Spotlight show.
Yeah, this is us, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, well, I mean, clearly we're bringing the A-listers of O'Leary on the show.
Yeah.
You're a great example.
Linda Brown, I tell you.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. I think the last time we saw you, we were out on remote. We were at the Lorain County Fair, and you had breezed by the booth. And I thought, you know, we got to have Jim on to make some radio gold, have a blast. We're going to do that here. What's trending in jewelry this time of the year? I know Sweetest Day comes up next month, but like, what's the big thing trending in jewelry this time of the year?
Right now, it's a lot of weddings that are going on. And so we've got a lot of couples in that are finishing picking out their wedding bands or picking up their wedding bands or soldering them together and getting everything ready to go. It used to be a lot of wedding months was June, July, and a lot of heat that time of year. And so there's a lot of fall weddings that go on now. And so that's kind of fun. And that's one of my favorite parts of the business. When you think back of all the young men and ladies you've engaged over the years that are then a couple years later starting their families and this, and they come in for their 5th anniversary and their 10th anniversary. That's just such a cool part about our business that's so fun. You make friends for life, in other words.
Sure.
Sure. Nice little trip down memory lane for you as well, I'm sure.
I tell you, every time it is, and now you're getting to the point where with the gray hair you see that I'm actually selling engagement rings to kids of the parents that I've sold their engagement rings sometimes. So that's another kind of a milestone, if you would, when you start doing that. But that's really some of the fun part of our business to me is just those young lives, and they're starting out, and they got life ahead of them. They're ready to go. So it's kind of cool. That's a neat part about what we do.
Sure. Have you ever heard of the wedding gift? My wife bought me a wedding gift on our wedding, and thank God she did. I appreciate it. She bought me a bowl of a watch. I love watches. But I hadn't heard of it, so I had to run out right before our wedding, literally the day of, and get something for it. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. Were you aware this happened?
Yes, there's a wedding. There's a present for everything. Yeah. Now, there's actually now, of course, the push present. And I'm like, what the heck's that? Well, she's having a baby. She had to push.
Oh, wow.
She needs a present for it. It's a push present, they call it.
But let's not say that too loud. We just had my second. I didn't realize that
was a
thing
either.
Sorry
about that.
I might have to go get a couple of things before I get home. Yeah.
But yeah, the wedding gift certainly is one of those traditional where the fella goes out and buys her a little present that says a memory of their wedding and making and all that kind of stuff. And so, it's cool. It really is a fun part, as I say. That's what we look forward to is those young engaged couples come in and the fellas are, for the most part, super excited. We're having a lot more weddings than we used to. For a while there, the economy and just the way nature was, the fellas weren't getting married as much. We had a lot more people living together back in the 90s and the 80s and things like that. And now we see couples getting re-engaged and married and locking it up in stone. And, of course, that puts the wedding ring in. And like I say, everything trends and styles. So right now, white gold is very popular. For a long time, it was yellow gold back in the 80s and 90s. And now 2000s through almost 2020s here, it's all white gold.
What causes that? Like, what causes the change in that trend all of a sudden?
It is almost like anything you talk about, appliance colors. So we're all old enough now. We've seen avocado appliances, harvest gold appliances, almond appliances, white, stainless, black, now matte black, fingerprint proof. Jewelry has those same natures to it. You've noticed, Matt, you're a watch guy, the size of the watch is increasing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking 45, 50, 55 millimeter cases now. They're freaking huge in some cases. And it's all trends. It's all things going in and out. So we find the white and yellow gold bull to be traditional to generations. So it's two decades every 10 years, but a generation, about 20 years, the daughter doesn't want to have what the mother had.
Huh.
So if the mother had yellow gold and marquee, the daughter says, oh, I don't want that. Not mean about what her mom had, just wants to set her own, wants to be independent, wants to show her own style. So right now it's rose gold, and then what we call halo tops is very popular right now. We have a halo of diamonds around the center stone.
Wow.
So that's become a real popular. In fact, this ring that I brought with me, that's kind of got a halo around the side of it.
Oh, yeah.
As far as the styling of it.
Oh, wow. So I've been told I've got a halo around me because I act like such a perfect angel.
Yeah, you're angelic as well.
Not sure who's telling you that.
Yes, very much so.
That's pretty.
Very sharp.
Very sharp. Very cool stuff.
And then another thing we have fun with, like this piece, is that's an estate piece. So that piece is probably from the 1930s. So that ring's been around a long time. It's in my estate case, so it's previously owned or traded in. And it's been a piece of history now. So somebody who received it in their family for some reason traded it in, didn't want it, whatever the reason might be. And then we refinish it, check all the prongs, make sure everything's in good shape, and we put it in our estate case. Then it has a replacement value on it, which would be what it would cost if we had to buy it new, which in this case, this ring's $1,395. But then in the estate case, it sells for $975. Hmm. So it's $500 less than it would be if it was in the new case as far as that goes. And we have a big contingent of our customers that love estate. They love the value of it. They love the fact that it's unique in the sense that you're not going to see it and some of the older styles that you might see out of it. So that's another fun part about the business is when you get into things like that. And we also sell bridal, we talked about, in the estate, and just a little bit of everything.
Sure. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seemed to have sort of a vintage kind of classic look to
exactly.
it as well.
Yes, you're 100% right.
Yeah.
That's to us. Well, anything becomes vintage. Flip phones become vintage. Sure. And so do rotary phones. And, you know, my wife just watched a segment the other day where kids were looking at flip phones and saying, what is that? And boom, 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 and all that. And we hate to think, because when we're old enough to start remembering rotary phones and the whole nine yards,
funny?
Then again. But yeah, so that's another part that we do is the estate. And then, of course, we have a full in-house shop, which is cool. My son Bob runs it and does all our own diamond setting, sizing, pearl restringing, prong retipping, designing, different things like that. So that's always really cool.
Very cool stuff. Again, Jim Vandermark, Vandermark Jewelers, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, coming at you live from the Foundry here at the Foundry Kitchen and Bar Spotlight on Elyria.
Got a nice-looking plate in front of you there,
man.
Bull.
Meatloaf.
What's the plan? I got meatloaf there.
Well, I've been telling him, Jim.
That mac and cheese.
Yeah, he's got it all there. But I've been telling him he's got to help me out. I feel I've been doing this by myself
here.
I'm taking
food
out those plates.
I mean, they're walking out with all this
stuff
in the kitchen. Where's his camaraderie?
I don't know. That's what I was saying, too. You and Linda have been helping out here, too, as well. So I
do
appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes. Now, what about the Apple Festival? You guys up for that? Ready?
Of course, yeah. I was there last year. They've got the fried ice cream. We talked a little bit about that.
Yep.
Some good stuff in
Alcorn
there.
Alcorn just buys you food all weekend, right?
Right, yeah, that's right.
You should have seen a look on his face when he walked in here. He just kind of looked, put his hands on his hips, and he shook his head and said, I pay you guys to do this?
Sure, right? You should have seen us when we walked in here. We were skin and bones. Now I weigh 250 pounds.
Well, jealousy is a tough thing, isn't it?
Sure.
We
keep trying to pitch that to him every now and again. It's not buy it, though.
Yep,
he's never buy it.
No, he worked the ranks himself. So, but yeah, we are. We're looking forward to a good Apple Festival this weekend. The weather's looking like it's going to cooperate with us. So they're marking streets tonight, loading trailers tomorrow, and then Princess Pageant on Saturday, car show on Sunday, looking like the weather's good. Yeah. So it should be a nice weekend. So
good
do
news.
You guys broadcast? You used to broadcast from there. I'm not sure if you
we
are
do. We'll have some updates coming up on Saturday. In fact, on our show Friday, we'll tell people right now Cindy Breida is going to be with us. She's going to go hang out down since the Apple Festival. Been running during Bullseye in the Afternoon on Friday. She'll interview a few people, so we'll let them know what's going on at the Apple Festival on Friday as well.
Yeah. Well, swing by, and I got some fried ice cream tickets for you.
All right. We'll be there.
And I'll get you some fried ice cream as far as that goes and get it ready to go. So
fried ice cream. Yeah, that sounds like phenomenal stuff.
Matt's got to come in for the push present anyway.
Got to get a couple of those now.
Got to get a couple of those. Look at Alcorn. He had four. So
no kidding.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Exactly right.
I just had two. Two pretty close together. Tim Alcorn, he's something else to take care of for.
Did the same, and then he's never home, so it doesn't, you know.
So that's an extra push present.
That's an extra push present.
You've got to
play for not being home. So.
We were talking with Linda about that Apple Festival, the Apple Pie Contest. Now, being as though you've got celebrity status here in Elyria, do you get to be one of those pie taste testers?
I have.
Oh, nice.
I've done just about everything in the Apple Festival. I've judged art. I've ate in the pie contest. I've judged the Princess Pageant, run the car show. And so I've had my hands in all of it over the years as far as that goes. Linda has a group that she calls her Apple Core, and I happen
that's
to be
good.
Exactly.
This guy loves those
quick. He's got a quick, quick wit.
That was awesome.
So I'm on the Apple Core. We just had what was called a Century Club party last week. The first Apple Festival, apparently close to 30... whatever it's been now, 37, I think, right? Apparently there was snow a couple nights before the festival or something like that, so it didn't go too well. And so they developed a group called the Century Club. And every member of the Century Club donated $100 to get it like seed money going. And that group has actually been around for the entire 37 years now. Huh? So we just had the Century Club party last weekend, last Friday night. And now it's a group that fundraises a little bit on the side and all that kind of stuff for it. So that's always the kickoff for us to get it going. And this year, of course, Linda probably told you, they've got to move the festival a little bit mm-hmm. because of the county. So we're moving some stuff. So it's always a fun event for me down there to see that going. But yeah, the pie contest was very good. Let's put it that way.
So you, when you're a judge in this pie, in this apple pie contest, what kinds of things are you looking for?
Well, you know, you got that consistency of the taste and the gel and the apple pie, I guess you'd say. That was always the thing. Appearance was another one of the things that you judged it on, whether they put that crosshatch design and what they did on it and things of that nature.
The weave,
exactly.
So what they call that?
I don't know if they do matter or not. I believe in him when he talks about it. Like he knows what
it sounded like a professional statement there. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
The weave,
of course.
I've heard weave called different things, but that's, yeah.
That's the key to radio. You just got to sound like you
just
got to
sound like you know
what
you're talking about. That's right. You never rescind what you said because somebody is, you know, oh, wow, he's really smart.
Yeah.
But it was interesting as far as how we sat down and judged those pies and sat down. That was always a fun part. I enjoyed that as far as that goes. And I want to say they had the apple bobbing contest. Now, I've never done that before. I think that might even be for the kids at Rotary does as far as that goes. But they've tried to do some things over the years. Used to have bed races.
Bed races?
Right here on Broad Street, right out where you're standing. And so Kaplan's Furniture, Lou Kaplan, helped build the beds. And they would take a twin bed, put caster wheels on the bottom of it, put four poles off to the side of it.
That's glorious.
Had five people on your bed team, so somebody in the bed, and then four people pushing. And then they would stage you at the end of the street, and you would run down the street at full speed pushing that bed to see who could cross the finish line first, then, of course, have eliminations. Yeah. From what I understand, and Linda could fill us in, just a pinch unsafe in a couple spots. Okay. As we had a couple errant beds as somebody kind of gave up running, so the bed drifted off to the right or something like that and crashed on a curb. And OSHA safety laws kind of stopped the bed race. But apparently, if you go into Kaplan's Furniture, hanging on the ceiling of Kaplan's in the showroom now is one of the beds from the bed race.
Oh. Very nice.
Wow. See, the idea is you eat all that apple pie, so you're sugared up, you're ready to rock
you're
and roll.
Ready to,
that's the trick.
You just blow them out in the bed race, and you're ready to go. You just blow them out in the bed race. So that'll be fun as far as that goes. And, of course, for years we were down here on Broad Street with the jewelry store, now being down there on East Broad. But it always has some fun memories of the Apple Festival and all that kind of stuff. So.
Very cool. How long have you guys been down there? You had a location over here before?
Well, so I started in this business when I was 15, actually.
15?
15 years old.
Well, and you're 25 now,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
So it's been 10
Thank
years,
you,
right?
sir.
10
years? I look like it on radio, don't I? My dad owned the Greystone Barbershop down here, so there was a Greystone Hotel right in the center of town. It was tore down in 1974, and the barbershop was moved right to the top of the Washington Avenue Hill. And he owned the barbershop for 53 years. And so when I was 15, Tom Haywood Sr. owned Brandall Jewelers, hired me to sweep the floors and do just that cleanup type of stuff and all that, and it just kind of stuck. And so when I was 18, graduated, went to LCC, started getting my diamond grading courses in my early 20s and got my titles and all that good stuff, and just stuck around and worked at Brandall's till I was, I think, 37. And then his twin son and I, Tim, left to open up Vandermark Jewelers in 2002, and we opened our first store at the top of the Washington Avenue Hill in the Century Block building. And I don't know if either you're familiar with that at all, but it's right in the corner of Washington Avenue and Broad Street.
Okay.
And so we were there for 6 years and then bought the building we're in now, which was the Kiefer's Butcher Block. And so it was a meat market, and redesigned the building we're in and got it all fixed up. And now we've been down there 9 years. So, yeah, so my entire life has been Jeweler Jim.
Oh, that's cool.
Which isn't all bad.
It's not at all.
Make a lot of friends. You make a lot of good people. And I guess I've always said what we do is good things. You know, it's not going to the license bureau. It's not going to the dentist. It's feel-good stuff. And that's the fun part about the business. You make a lot of friends. So much
very
like
true.
You guys. You don't make anybody mad, do you?
No, we try not to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Never.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, no enemies whatsoever.
No enemies whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, what was it about that process that got you hooked? You mentioned that, you know, at 15 years old, you were kind of around. But, like, what was it initially that hooked you?
Well, to me, actually, I think I go back, and I'm a big community guy. Of course, I didn't know I was. My dad owning that small business in the barber, knew a lot of people. It was a nice shop he ran, so he cut a lot of the local bankers, judges, attorneys' hair and stuff like that, all good people. And they were people person. My mom was a school secretary. Again, knew everybody in the school, the whole nine yards. So it kind of came naturally in that sense, the people part. But Brandaugh's was a wonderful store with great, great, great reputation. And I just loved the people part. It was so fun meeting people, talking to people. Right. And some days, like you guys on the air, you almost feel like it's not work.
Right.
As
exactly.
Tim just told
yes.
you. I mean, we all work. There's no doubt about
that's
it.
That's true.
But it's, sometimes it doesn't feel like work. And if you make it fun. And I found that jewelry business to be fun. I found it exciting because, as I said, 95% of my customers are coming in. They're happy. It's a birthday. It's an anniversary. They're getting engaged.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's not that much anger. And so it's fun stuff that they're coming in for. And I most of the day get to talk to my friends and meet new friends and customers and just things like that.
Yeah.
Move away. So it's really been rewarding from that sense, as much as I love people. Now, if you're an introvert person and you really don't care for people, it's probably not the job, because we really bond with our customers about different things. So that's how it all started. And then I like the community aspect of going out in the community and doing things like Main Street and the Apple Festival and all the boards I've been on, the Community Foundation, things like that. And it's, again, it's people, helping the community, and that's what we live for in reality.
Yeah, that's cool. I interned with the Columbus Blue Jackets back in the day, and what you just said reminded me of some George Matthews, the former Blue Jackets play-by-play voice, said, where he said, if I wasn't doing this, I'd be a bartender because I love the stories. I love talking to people. Mm-hmm. It sounds very similar to what you were just saying there.
It sure is.
And I bet you get some great stories of people coming in talking about wedding.
Yeah, I mean, I could keep you here for hours. Mm-hmm. My wife said not to.
she wants to eat dinner at some point.
Dinner,
right?
At one point.
Well, you got plenty of food right there. Yeah.
And but you're right. I mean, I can get out there with customers, and if there's no others waiting for me, I get so carried away making a new friend that the sale almost becomes secondary. Yeah. Obviously, I realize that that's our business, and they want to be helped, but sometimes she said, you know, you chase them out the door talking. Well, they seem to be enjoying themselves. I mean, they seem to be having a good time. But it's fun, and it's fun to listen to them and then the stories that they bring to the table and how they got here and what they're doing. I think it's all just great stuff. So to me, that's the community aspect that I enjoy the most, and then it just luckily ties into what I've been able to do. And, you know, our part of our business is sentimental. So I just had a fellow in the other day celebrating his 35th wedding anniversary, and he was asking, you know, what should I do? What kind of romance should I give? And how, and the girls went out and they gave him a bunch of ideas, and he did this, and then he brought a video in the other day and showed the girls, and his wife was crying, and pretty soon my girls are crying. Very romantic.
That's
probably
cool.
My most romantic engagement was the fella, and they bought the rings, and he kind of hiding it from her and this and that, and he ended up, they were horse riders, and he up renting a trail down in southern Ohio, and he rented the entire trail for the day. It was a 4-hour ride. But he had the owner of the stables go out, and about 2 miles out into the trail, put a white wicker table, chilled champagne, and white wicker furniture out. And they got her a white horse, and they were riding along, and about 2 hours in the trail, he stops, and the champagne and the roses are all there on the table, and he says, well, let's have some champagne. And they get off, and boom, and he proposes right there in the middle of the ride and all that. Very similar. I think Matt
cool.
probably
did
the same thing.
I was just thinking, boy, this interview is
very
killer.
Similar to
family
mine.
Life. Yeah. Right around there, something like that.
It was a very similar one. A couple years ago, a fella here flew his bride-to-be. She was going out to San Francisco for the weekend. He made fake tickets to the opera. He made fake tickets to everything. And then he flew out, and she was meeting a buddy of his out there, her and her girlfriend. And he was going to show them around town a little bit, and they were going to have this awesome weekend. He flew out on the red eye. His buddy knew what was going on, and they met her halfway on the Golden Gate Bridge
and
got down on one knee and
that's
proposed
crazy.
And all that. And it was a whole ruse just to get her out there and propose, and there's video of that we saw. So there's been a lot of romance, but
that's
part of our business that's fun.
Yeah. I bet. Cool. That's impressive.
Some cool
right
stuff.
Absolutely. Well, we set out to make radio gold at the beginning of this interview. Mission accomplished, my friend.
Well, I appreciate
that
it,
that was
my
a
friend.
Lot of fun.
Thank you for having me come out. I
Always
enjoyed it.
Good stuff.
You guys are doing a great job. Glad you're having fun in the afternoons.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Absolutely.
That's what I love to hear. Take care, gentlemen. Thanks.
Thank you, Jim. Jim Vandermark, Vandermark Jewelers, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Time for a break.